Hi there, it is week 33 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I am sure at some point, maybe even not that long ago, I have talked to you guys about looking for my mom's peridot ring and the hunt that I've been on to make that happen. Well, the other morning I was headed out to go to the market with my girls, and Spirit told me this, you'll find a green ring today. And not that it was supposed to be the ring, but you will find a green ring. And I am always of the belief that I should have a healing ring on my right hand, on my, not my pointer finger, but it's like, I don't know what you call that finger. The finger on your left hand that you would put your wedding band on. Well, I always like to have a healing or an energetic connected ring on my right hand. Long story short, we went to the market and I thought for sure I was going to come across, you know, a green handmade ring that one of the artisans, is that what they're called? Artisans? I think that's right. At the market had made. Regardless, every little booth that I went to, there wasn't a green ring. And I was like, this is weird. And I never said anything to my daughters because I just, you know, wanted it to be this personal thing for me. And as we were getting to the end of the market, I said to my girl, Jess, I said, you know, Jess, I really thought Spirit said I was going to find a green ring today. Do you know if there's any metaphysical stores in the area? And she said, yeah, I think there is, Mom. I think it's within walking distance. And I was like, great, maybe that's where I'll find it. So we went there and no, I didn't find a green ring. And there wasn't anything that I was drawn to. So then as we were sitting outside the other store waiting for my oldest daughter, Melissa, to come out with the kids, Jessica said, look, Mom, across the street, there is a little jewelry shop. Maybe it's there. And I said, well, you go ahead and have a look. I was in my scooter, so physically wasn't able to, you know, hustle over as quickly as she could. And I said, call me and let me know. Because if it's a jewelry store, like, you know, we're not spending thousands of dollars for a green ring. Like, I just thought Spirit was going to lead me to a green ring today. Anyway, Jess calls me and she goes, Mom, there's beautiful stuff here, but not a green ring. I said, okay. So she came back over and she said, you know, Mom, in the mall here, there's like a little antique store. And she said, it's a, you know, like they have collectibles and antiques. So maybe there would be, you know, a ring there for you. And I thought, what else do we have to do? It was a rainy day. Why not? Let's go have a look. I'd never seen this store before. So we got into the mall and we got into the store, and the first thing that caught my eye was not a green ring, but it was a horseshoe ring. And it was a gold ring with two horseshoes. And one of the horseshoes had diamonds and one didn't. And it reminds me very much of my father's ring that my mom had made for my dad that was given to my son Wayne long before my dad ever passed away. And I kept looking at that horseshoe ring thinking, God, I just, that's my dad's ring. It so connected me to my father. It was horseshoes. And anyway, in the curio cabinet where all the rings were, there were three green rings. Now, one ring was a beautiful ring, but nothing like I would ever wear. It was like a big cocktail ring, and it was like $6,000, so that definitely wasn't happening. There were two other rings, and the first one they brought out was very nice. It was a peridot ring, but it was too small. It was a size 6. The other ring that they brought out was just too small, and it was quite a bit big, too. But it was very much the same setting as my mom's ring, but more beveled, a little bit more fancy, and a little bit of a higher up stone, but very, very close. And it was green. This tag on it said it was clear glass. It wasn't peridot, but it sure looked like it. When I put the ring on my finger, it barely fit. And she said, not to worry, we can size the ring for you. And I thought, that's interesting. But could you take out that horseshoe ring for me, please? Because I'd like to look at it. And suddenly there I was with this gold horseshoe ring on my finger. And interesting as the peridot ring, or the clear glass ring that looked like my mom's ring, was on the counter, I kept waffling back and forth. And what I was going through was this procession of the relationship with my mom and the relationship with my dad. When anyone compared me to my father, as has been often done throughout my life, I refused that. I didn't want to be like the man who had beat me when I was 15, 16 years old. I didn't want to be compared to the man who was an alcoholic. I didn't want to be compared to the man who didn't have control over his temper and was a bully, and I could list a million things. But I never considered that though he had been through so many challenges and difficulties in his life, there were also a lot of people in his life that revered him as an amazing person, as the most generous, kindest, loving person they'd ever known, as a wise businessman, as a wonderful father and friend, as a community, as so many things. And I never looked at any of those things about him, because I was so busy looking at all the things he wasn't that I forgot to look at all the things he was. I left that ring store with that horseshoe ring. It's now the ring that I'll wear on my right hand. And that doesn't mean I've given up looking for the peridot, but it just means within my soul, I found a place for love and respect of my father to live. A place that I can remember who he was, and I forgive him for who he wasn't. It's funny how spirit led me to a green ring, which led me to the gold ring, and the ring that I was meant to have and supposed to be wearing right now. I think that if we can open up our minds and our souls enough to receive the messages and the inclinations and the soft, warm nudges from spirit, then we'll always find our way. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.